Taking the throwback uniforms?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they look great. I think they look a lot better than hanging on a mannequin, that's for sure. They look better on our players, and I think everybody will appreciate the look and you know, the tribute to our 1929 first championship team, and I'm just trying to get caught up in the promotion of it, you know, big market magnet that I am. But I like the look. I think the players like the look too.
Was today kind of a dress rehearsal to put those things out of practice?
Frankly, I really put the blue ones on the offensive players, and that's just the old quarterback coach philosophy. Just make sure that quarterbacks are throwing the blue jerseys at least once this week before the game. So that's really the only reason why we wore the blue jerseys at practice today.
Wow, there's no detail that you don't cover, is there? I mean, that's I'm not being a smartass. I mean, that's...
Yeah, it's hard to...
Thank you. No, I mean, you honestly think about even something as simple as that in practice.
Well, definitely. I've been part of programs that the offense always wore the jersey that they were playing in before because of that week, because of the quarterbacks. So, it's something that it's nothing new to me, and I just thought it was important for our quarterbacks just to get used to it.
When did Bulaga hurt the ankle?
Right at the end of practice. Brian, you know, he tweaked his ankle in a one-on-one period, which is at the end of our Thursday practice. So. I fully anticipate he'll be fine. We took him through a series of went through a series of one-on-one drills with Coach Campen, and we sent him up just to get the treatment. So he's got 48 hours. It's not an issue in my mind.
I know it won't be an issue, but how's TJ Lang? Is he the backup at now both tackles for sure?
TJ Lang would go there. Yes, I think TJ's ready. TJ. If training camp began today, he'd be pushing for a spot. I think he had a little bit of a setback with that wrist injury and the amount of time he missed in the spring and going into training camp. But I like what I see in TJ Lang.
Did Tosh take you up on that offer to be around and go on the trips and stuff? Or?
Definitely. Traveling's probably not his best interest right now. I mean, anytime you have major surgery. But Mark has been around.
What's the thinking of running back?
We need to talk about Dimitri and James, and then that'll be something after we view the staff. And frankly, we don't watch the staff watch the film as a staff until early tomorrow morning. So we have some game management meetings this afternoon that we'll go through. So we'll set that final on an active board tomorrow.
Like, how much growth have you seen from Corliss? Just from, like, I remember him saying that he didn't even know that there were eight guys that were inactive.
Yeah.
And so he was a little bit surprised when he wasn't even on the active list the first week. How much have you seen him kind of come of age in the last 11 weeks or so?
He's grown up a lot since then. I think really the whole rookie class has. But Andrew is really, I think, has really grown the last 3 or 4 weeks. The bye week was something that he individually really benefited from. He's been dealing with that shoulder injury since Washington, since the bye week, you really see him starting to make a move. I think he's in better shape. His awareness is improving every week, and we're definitely counting on him to contribute here down the stretch.
You guys have intercepted a lot of passes over the last 3 years, and it seems like even this year, doesn't seem like you've picked off that many. I guess just because of the way it was last year. I think you're still fourth, so obviously you're doing something right, I guess. Is it just the players?
Well, I think you first always got to give credit to the players. The players make the plays, but I think you can enhance any individual player's abilities with the way you train, and I think we do a very good job of that here. With our emphasis on ball security and different types of drills that we do every single day that we practice. So the emphasis is there. We support the emphasis with time commitment in our practice structure. And we have some very talented defensive perimeter players that do a great job of getting their hands on the ball.
As someone who looks at opposing defenses all the time, are there many secondaries or any secondaries with three guys like Tremont and Charles and Nick who've got that track record of picking off passes?
Definitely. I think they, number one, they all have unique ability. I mean, Tremont's probably the best athlete on our team. I think that tells you something about his skill set. And Nick Collins is right there also. And Charles is, he's a he's a player that's played on both sides of the ball, so it tells you a lot about his skill set. So they're very talented as far as their ball skills and their instincts, and you know, they study a lot of film. They do a very good job of the concept, you know, reading, and but you know, we also train it too. So you have to give some credit to the structure.
Like, speaking of the assistant coaches, you know, Kevin's a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame. You know, when he's not breaking down film for Rob, he's turned out to be a really good position coach, it looks like. Did you know that was going to happen? Because he'd done those internships, but you know, he hadn't really coached before. He'd been selling real estate. Did you just sort of put your faith in Dom that he knew that Kevin would be a good coach, or how did that kind of play out?
Well, Kevin Green was recommended by Dom Capers, and with us going to this scheme. Just like any time you're putting together a staff, you look at the list of candidates, you have an opportunity to interview them. And to me, a lot of the hiring of a staff is about fit. He had a very good interview. I had not coached, you know, a full-time position before, but did a number of the internships. So there was a lot of positive recommendations that came Kevin's way as far as his ability to coach and what he experienced in those training camps. So, you know, there's definitely the potential was there. I mean, it jumped off, you know, jumped right out at you. And it was his turn to address the team today. We do that every Friday, have an assistant coach address the football team. And it's been really impressive overall, you know, compared to last year. They're much better this year. And you can see the competitiveness between each assistant coach when they get up there, try to outdo the guy before him. So, and I thought Kevin did an excellent job. So you can see growth all the way through his development as a coach. So we were right, and he brings a lot of passion, and he's very good at what he does. It's very natural for him.
I don't know if he's going to get to the next stage, obviously, but can you see in your own guys, and I'll ask them myself, but that what he accomplished as a player really carries a lot of weight with Clay or with Zombo? I mean, to think about a guy who's gotten more sacks out of this scheme than anybody in history, it's got to be pretty.
Well, my experience with former players, when you do hire them, and I have a number of them on my staff, they instantly have credibility when they walk into their room, and that's something that you can't give to a coach that hasn't played in this league. But it's that's all part of the introduction. So he definitely brings that to the table. But he's so much more than his experience as a player. And I'm not trying to put his playing career off to the side. I mean, he's an excellent football coach. He works at it very hard. He's very passionate. In his teaching ability, he's a good teacher, and that's ultimately what we are. He's a good teacher, he's a good motivator, and he has the respect of his players, and more importantly, his players are productive, and that's really the bottom line.
What was his feel like today? Exactly. It wasn't out of the WWF or anything, was it?
No, it's I don't find any humor at all. I mean,
he can be very intense. I'm just wondering if he was
right on the mark. We have a theme that we follow as a football team each week, and he was right on the money. I thought he did a great job.